My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Belinda grandmother really sick, or is it a ploy? And if Belinda wants Davin's money, she might want to work quick. Listen and find out why.
This is important, what he's going to read right here.
Oh. She goes, I know and I understand. I go, okay, listen, whatever happened, it was nice chatting with you this whole time.
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
You made a statement saying, you know, I don't know if this whole grandma thing is true, you know, true or this, that, and the other thing. Now, why I said this, what she reads back is important. If this was the truth, you'd be pretty damn mad. What if your wife was in the hospital?
I didn't think
what
of it that way.
What if your daughter was in the hospital and you said, well, I can't share. Oh, I guess that you would go, but really? Really?
Yeah, but I'm not the one who's a liar.
But what I'm saying is she's presenting, she's not presenting herself as a liar in this. If your daughter or your wife was in the hospital, you had to attend to them and you were involved with, look, I can't talk to them. Oh, really? Really? That you'd be like, who the hell do you think you are?
So you think that
speaks volumes right there.
So you think, by her doing it, it's just more stalling tactics, which plays into what you've said.
But a stalling tactic where she's just going through the motions. If she had any smarts in her, she'd be like, where do you get off even thinking that? My grandmother's sitting at home.
But Goda said this was the smart one.
I'm saying, you know?
All right. I go, she goes, it's nice chatting with you too, and it's going to continue. I go, okay, we shall see, right? I mean, I did win the Agnes lottery to get to the Belinda level, smiley face.
Funny, cute.
All right. February 15th, me to Belinda. How is Granny? She goes, she's getting better. I go, new medicine working? She goes, yes, it is. I go, good. So maybe we will see each other next Tuesday. She goes, yes, we will, or maybe sooner, smiley face. I go, okay, I guess time will tell. She goes, yep, 2 weeks from today is Rita's daddy's funeral. Now, Rita is, remember, her roommate who she's living with.
Oh, right. Okay.
I go, I'm sorry. When did he pass? She goes, guess you forgot. I told you a month ago. Anyway, I'll tell her.
Hold on.
Wait, I don't remember this.
Even if you did, what, they had the guy on ice for a month?
I asked about this at some point. They wait to plan the whole thing. It takes a while. The village has to get together. It's a big thing.
The village?
Well, the city? Whatever, Joe.
Some people, it takes a village to raise a child. Sometimes
it takes a village to bury somebody.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
They do everything by committee.
You know she's not Jewish.
I think we've established that. But we don't even know if I'm Jewish at this point.
You guys boxing.
What week is this?
Yeah, right.
I have switched religions.
Several times.
So she goes, all right, I guess you forgot. Anyway, I'll tell her. I go, there have been several deaths of late in your life, unfortunately. I remember the person from church. I remember there was somebody in your family you were close with. I'm sorry if I lost track. Just have a lot on my mind. I'm going to get going. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Belinda. That was me to her on the 15th.
Okay.
Let's see. February 15th. Mavis. I found myself a sewing job, which will make me a little... which will earn a little to take care of my family. I go, she goes, how is Belinda? How are you also doing? I hope everything is fine. I go, I'm happy that you found work. I think that's great. Everybody's fine. Hope you and your family are well. Let me know when you have some time to talk further. She goes, I'm at work. Just log on Facebook on my phone to talk to you. I go, I'm honored. She goes, so tell me, how is Richard? How is his arm doing?
I was just about to ask. I feel kind of good. You really do get caught up in this stuff.
Yeah,
she asked about me. All right.
Just talk to me. What'd she say about me?
Yeah,
don't look at me like I'm crazy. All right.
Look I just gave Joe.
Never mind.
So she asks how Richard's doing. I go, Mavis, if you tell me everything, I promise you can talk to Richard himself and ask him anything you want.
As long as he gets done with all the editing.
Exactly. Well, that wasn't then. I go, I will speak well of you to him, but right now there are too many unanswered questions. She goes, if you want me to answer anything, you have to ask a question. I told you everything. I have two Facebook accounts. What do you want to know? I go, there are many Facebook accounts with your name, Belinda's name, and Agnes's name, all using the same girls in the pictures. What were you doing? And I know you have already taken down one profile on Facebook. What were you doing? And do not claim you know nothing about it. I go, quiet over there. Something wrong? She goes, I'm losing connection. Maybe we'll talk later when I get home. Are you there? I'm here. And that is Mavis Mills for February 15th. It's amazing how crappy that connection gets. So, I've certainly done nothing to further my ability to get this video. I'm looking a little better with Belinda, I think.
Yes.
I'm looking a little worse with Mavis, I think.
I think so. And Joe is sucking the enamel off of his teeth.
Because I'm sucking the enamel off of my teeth because we sit here and as a radio show and a comedy show and a scammer show, we laugh at these antics, and there are thousands of people that are just hung by the heartstrings over this.
But you're starting to see why. Your relationship was complete nonsense.
But I could see, but you know, looking at it for like what we're doing, you know, it's funny, and you know, but just as a person that's lonely, that's widowed, that's being strung along with this stuff, it makes it so much fun to try to nail these pricks.
Yeah,
it's my inspiration. All right, February 16th. Belinda, hi hun, how are you doing? Hope you are fine. We'll be a bit free today, and we can video chat. Let me know if you can. Not sure if I can today, I say. Got a lot going on. Maybe later in the day. She goes, what's going on, hon? I go, how is Granny? She goes, she's doing well now. I go, that's good. No more watery eyes? She goes, yes, it's better now. I go, I'm happy to hear it. She goes, how are you doing? What's going on with you? I go, just was thinking the other night, and right now some distasteful things are going on at my house. She goes, what things are those? I go, thinking or at the house? She goes, thinking and your house. She's very concerned.
Mm.
I go, I was just depressed on Valentine's Day that we did not get to vid chat, which just led to an unexpected event. She goes, what unexpected event? She goes, my wife actually made me dinner before I went to work, and we were laughing and talking about old times and all. It was nice. Just got me thinking is all.
Oh.
I can play heartstrings too. She goes, okay, I guess that's why you don't want to video chat anymore. I go, no, why do you say that? I never said I don't want to video chat. I got peppers on the line, stupid. She goes, okay, anyway, I'm happy for you. She goes, happy for me. I go, happy for me. For whatever for. I'm not happy for me. What are you thinking? She goes, I'm thinking you guys are making up, so it's good, I guess. I go, it was confusing is all. I mean, with you, I'm always chasing shadows. I'm giving so much for you, and I don't even know if you're real. If you are real, then it is all worth it. If not, I am a damn fool is all. I was really upset that 2 days in a row we did not video chat, and I kind of half expected it, though.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
At this point, especially where she's picking up that him and his wife had a good time and he's been thinking about things,
yeah.
If she wants to get this his money,
yeah.
She better damn well figure out what to do and what to do quick.
Yeah.
Do you like how I'm playing this?
I like the way you played that, because if you're trying to drag your feet on this and trying to drag and you want to try to get it and get the money, but you better damn well get a camera, a cast of characters, and figure something out PDQ.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.